Now that the news has sunken in that Pope Francis has named you cardinal, how do you look forward to counseling the Holy Father? And how do you look forward to using this to counsel him, in particular about the church in Asia?
Actually, I have been working as a president of the Caritas Internationalis. And as a president of the Caritas Internationalis, I have to talk to and I have to report to Holy Father what is going on in Caritas. So I met Holy Father a number of times already. Of course, I don't speak Italian, I don't speak Spanish, so I was bringing somebody from Caritas to translate for me. But I have been giving him the kind of number of the information already, so I will continue what I have been doing.
The Pope has declared a year of prayer. We have the Synod and so many other events, but he's declared this a year of prayer out of the Jubilee. Could you tell us something about your own spirituality and even how you discovered your own vocation?
My spirituality is complicated, but I was trained, I was raised by the Swiss missionaries. I was born as the son of the catechist in northern part of Japan, and I was living in the parish. So I was staying with the parish priest who is a Swiss missionary. So he was the one who raised me. He told me how to pray, and he told me how to be altar boys. So when I was a small boy, I was already wanted to be a missionary. So and then because of his connection to the German-speaking people, it was SVD, the Divine Word Missionaries working in neighboring prefecture. So I was brought to the minor seminary of the Divine Word Missionaries in Japan. And I was raised as a missionary. So my spirituality, my belief is really based on this encounter with the foreign missionary. That's why when I became priest, I really wanted to be a missionary, so I went to Africa.
Speaking of your missionary experience in Africa, I believe you spent almost a decade in Ghana. How has that influenced you? Is there something that taught you about the church?
Yeah, 1986, I was ordained as a priest, and immediately I went to Ghana. Then I was sent to the Bush Mission Station, where there is no electricity, no water supply. But the people were very happy. There I met so many happy people, even though there are so many difficulties. I was wondering why the people are so happy. There are sickness, poverty, all kinds of the difficulties. But the people are happy. Then I found out, and they said that because they know when there is a difficulty, somebody will come to help you. You will never be abandoned. You will never be forgotten. That was the experience I had in Ghana. So from that on, since I'm working for Caritas for many years, that is my principal concept of supporting others. I don't forget you. I will not forget you. I will always support you.
And how do you consider the importance of the church in Asia and considering your time in Africa, also Africa, in the universal church today?
I have been talking about that the shift of the center of the church from Western churches to the so-called global South churches, like Asia is a global South church, because the church in Asia is now producing so many vocations, the churches are growing and spirituality is deepening. So it is our duty now to contribute to the universal church. So now this is Asia's time to contribute to the mission of the church.
And the fact that at this time there's wars across the world and the Holy Father made an appeal for a day of prayer and fasting, in your opinion, what tools should be used to work toward peace?
Nowadays, it is very difficult to talk about peace. The people are, especially after this COVID pandemic, the people are becoming very self-centered, selfish, and then talking about only their own safety. And when there is people becoming selfish, it is very difficult to talk about peace or the stability in other countries far away. Like from Japan, the Middle East or the Holy Land is far away. So it is very difficult to the people to understand that is really our problem. It's not their problem, but it's our problem because we are living in the one same family on the same planet. So this kind of ideas, I think the church has to continue to talk to the people that we are living in the one family.
Cardinal-elect Kikuchi, is there a certain issue? Are there certain issues that you believe are most important to focus on in the Catholic Church today?
Migration is one of the biggest problems. Like in Japan, or in Korea the same, the society is aging. And then we don't have many kids. The birth rate is going down. So naturally, to support or maintain the society, the influx of the migrants are must. But of course, there are tendency. They don't want to integrate these migrants to the society. So there's always kind of the harsh opinion against the migrants. But without migrants, we cannot survive. So it's a contradiction. But then, so it's the how to deal with or how to integrate these migrants to the society is one of the main issue for the Catholic Church, because many of them are Catholics, many of them are Christians. And nowadays, like if you come to the church in Japan, the parishes in Japan, you see so many migrant Catholics. So integration of these migrants into the society is the main issue which we have to really tackle.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.